Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com and all those exciting places. And I love previewing award shows now. I'm tuning in the entire time now. It's a lot of fun. So I'm excited to welcome the program E! News correspondent Sibley Scholes. Sibley, thanks for calling. And you're going to give me some predictions and break down what to expect at the Grammys, right?
Surely am, but I'm not a very good predictable predictions on these things sometimes. But I know my music, so hopefully it comes through.
Hey, I mean, you got the inside scoop, right? Especially how E! Always is covering this stuff a lot earlier than the red carpet, right? You guys are breaking down a lot of this stuff, being ready and prepared for this crazy weekend, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been going to and covering a lot of carpets this week in conjunction with the Grammys for E!, so I'm seeing a lot of things. I'm listening carefully to the interviews that I'm having with people and trying to get as much information as I can. And also the day of the Grammys, I will be covering the Live from the Red Carpet. It will be the countdown. So we'll see. We'll be just above the red carpet. We'll see the fashion. We will see who's bringing who as their gate. We'll just see who's showing up and who doesn't.
Yeah, and what's interesting, when we talk about the awards, it starts right at the red carpet. So what should we expect? Do you have any ideas of people's possible fashion that we could see on the red carpet? Certain people that always attend the Grammys that, hey, you know, what are they going to wear? Right. That's the first question, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone wants to know the fashion. I think Rihanna always makes a statement on the carpet. She's also up for nominations. I don't know the exact number right now. I'm missing it. I'm missing that in my mind, and I don't want to misquote it. But she's up there, and if you just saw, she posted a few photos from her Harper's Bazaar shoot. If that's any indication of what she will be looking like on Sunday, I'm all about it. We know Beyonce just, announced recently her twins are pregnant with those babies coming out. So she has been normally, once Formation and the whole entire Lemonade album came out, she's always had her whole group of people with her. It's been like a pretty much Formation video in real life. So I'll be excited to see what she does. Lady Gaga has stripped down for Joanne. But then again, she's brought a bit of her old self back at the Super Bowl. So I'm curious to see what she does, especially since she'll be performing with Metallica that night. So hoping they kind of walk the carpet together.
Yeah, and I mean, you never know what to expect at any of the award shows for sure, and we'll talk about specifically now. What do you think are going to be the big winners on a Sunday night? What are you looking for? Who are you looking at winning?
Well, I know the Beehive loves this. Beyonce is definitely, she's up for 9, which is the most nominations that night, which, I mean, rightfully so. I think she'll get Album of the Year. I think Lemonade was something that no artist has done at her caliber, to be able to shoot an entire visual album and then have the whole record done and no one know about it until the morning she ends up putting it out. And then it's just headlines for Beyonce. I think that she takes that. As far as record of the year, I'm going to go with my girl Adele. I love Adele.
Okay.
I think she's amazing. I think Hello is one of those records that, even though it came out in 2015, the Annie Knox thing is October 23rd, that just shows how impactful and how lasting that song is. So I think that goes for her. I have another one for Best New Artist. I love Maren Morris. For My Church, that single that she has is great. I think she has a long career in this industry. But my thing is, the Grammys want to get it right. I'm hoping they go with Chance the Rapper for Best New Artist.
Okay. Now, Sibley, do you do any impersonations of artists singing, especially you being an artist yourself and a musician?
Oh, my gosh. I do not. I don't ever want to ruin anyone's image of another artist by me doing it, me trying to do it. Do you do impressions?
Oh, I do some impressions, but we're not going to do this tonight, this morning. I have a crazy day, but in a different way. No, okay. So we are not going to see you on specifically a late night show singing, impersonating somebody. That's not happening yet, Sibley, right?
No. I've seen some good ones, and I just said if I was ever to do that, I would be so embarrassed. I'd be mortified because I'm not good at imitating.
Okay. But never, you never know. Okay. So let's.
I wish I was.
Yeah. So what else do you expect? Do you expect for the night? Do you expect some controversy? What are you hearing from the grapevine? Especially when we've seen so many of the other award ceremonies with some sort of controversy.
Exactly. You know what? I think with James Corden, it's a cool switch from LL Cool J, who has been there and been amazing for the past 5 years. And now James Corden, which is a Brit, taking over, you know, the Grammys. It's pretty cool to have him up there. I love his humor. I love the way he interacts with, you know, his guests that he has on his show. And then Carpool Karaoke. I'm hoping to see something like that. I want the show to be lighthearted in the sense that he will keep it that way because he is the host. However, I like the way these artists and these actors are taking the platform that they have and using it to speak their mind and right. actually think about what's going on in the world. So that part, I don't mind that. I like that. I like that they're actually doing that and not just being quiet about it, because we're all here, you know, we all have our voices, but they have a big platform. So I think I'm looking to James Corden to kind of hold it down, keep it mellow and yeah. fun. And I love that he just knows music. I love it.
Well, I'll talk about two people that have been able to give a great political stance, yet it still has not ruined performances. Lily Tomlin and also Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl. Those two have been able to do it in such a great way that they're still speaking about their causes, but yet entertaining as well. That's what I think, if that's a recommendation for
exactly.
anyone on the platform.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yeah, and it could be a thin line, you know. I mean, Lady Gaga, they told her in the beginning nothing political, but if you paid attention and you know Lady Gaga, even if you're not a fan, you know that what she did and the way she chose to perform those songs and the songs that she picked, because she was able to pick those, that said something.
Exactly. And I was able to spot that, and so many people on Facebook weren't. But I guess I was paying attention to it. And I said, this doesn't make sense. And then the blogosphere came out, and look out. So we never know what will happen at the Grammys, but you got to check her out 4 p.m. Sunday, right? And on the red carpet, E! News, E! Online, right? All that different stuff, Sibley, right? To find information on you. And what your social media.
Yes, on social, online, on air. Social media, you guys can find me at across all the boards. It's at SIB as in boy, _ vicious. So at Sib _ vicious.
Okay, so I'm going to hold you to your predictions, okay, Sibley? And who knows that and we'll see.
Okay.
I'll have to tweet you out, Instagram you, whatever, and say, hey, were you right? But well, I'm sure you were, because you study this and spend so much time doing such a great job. So Sibley, thanks for calling. Best of luck. And we'll chat probably next year for the Grammys as well. Good talking to you.
Yes, I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Sibley. Take care. All right. See you later. Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.